Fort Hays State University, homecoming may be over for the year, but the Alumni Association continues to work to bring alumni together. From the Alumni Association, engagement strategist Carolyn Tatro stops by to share some details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
We had an awesome time. We had really great crowds at all of our events, whether they were our events, whether they were at Oktoberfest. You know, it was just everybody seemed to have a really good time. So it was a fantastic weekend. We're really excited about it.
Yeah. You know, I didn't make it down to the bonfire. Did that end up going okay?
It did. It went great. Yeah.
The weather cooperated.
That's always nice. I know. Nice, calm night. So I don't think we had to worry about it getting out of control, but it went very well. Yeah. Good event.
Very cool. Very cool. And you had the 1972 nursing grads out there, didn't you?
Yes. So we celebrated this year. Every year we do our 50-year reunion classes. So this year we brought back the class of 1972. And we had several dozen who came to celebrate. They did their reunion breakfast on Saturday, and we did their half century club induction on Friday. But in particular, we had almost a dozen nursing specific students, graduates from the class of 1972, who came together to just see campus again. They called themselves more of a sisterhood. You know, this is a group that kind of sticks together. And we were so excited to be able to talk to them and hang out with them. They had some really great stories to tell. This particular group, they talked about studying in the attic of Albertson Hall, and they had to use buckets when it rained. When they were driving around campus, they noticed that the old Agnew Hall had been torn down, and they were telling us about sharing the one phone that was on the floor and just some really fun stuff like that. So it's so much fun. You know, every year people come back to talk about their time on campus, but this group was just, they were having a great time. Yeah. They were having a great time, and we loved hearing their different stories.
I love that. Yeah. And to be able to share, you know, those differences, because technology, especially education, is just so different than it was then.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And it was just fun to see them. They were very impressed with what we've done. You know, there's a lot that's been happening on campus. They were so impressed, but they were also really glad that they were able to share those stories. And we had, you know, younger alumni that were talking to this particular group too. So it was just fun for us to hear, you know, what it was like for them 50 years ago, the last time that some of them, the last time they were on campus.
Wow. I can't even imagine. Like, I mean, it's a whole different campus than it was then.
It is. Yep.
That's very cool. Yeah. You know, this event, though, the homecoming, it kind of really, to me, maybe I'm wrong here, but it kicks you guys off for the year in all kinds of alumni events.
It does, yeah. So, you know, the academic year starts in August, but we really get our year started with homecoming. We do several events in the summer as well, but homecoming is sort of a refresher for us. We get to meet new people, but we also get to be in touch with other people that maybe we don't get to see till later in the year. So we get to talk about our other upcoming events. So we'll be back in Kansas City for an alumni event here in just 3 short weeks. And then we'll have another one. We're trying something new in Salina. So we'll have an event to get our Salina alumni and the Salina community together in about 4 weeks. So it really is a great opportunity for us to get out there and say, what else could we do throughout the year? What other touch points can we make with our alumni who come to see us? Let us, you know, help us figure out how we can go out to see you. So we're excited to, really our engagement year is just getting started. So these events were just the beginning.
Yeah. You know, I wonder if you want to share with us a little bit on why is it so important that the school, or at least the Alumni Association, stay connected to those groups or really just alumni in general?
Yeah. So we are sort of a liaison to other areas, right? So our office connects with alumni, but we help our alumni get connected with campus, with the community, sometimes with our students. I don't know how many students I saw walking around talking to our alums this weekend. You know, our alumni were handing out business cards, and, you know, that's just a great opportunity for us to get those connections. We work very closely year round with our career services office, and so we'll connect alumni to career services who will help our students find internships and jobs. But through all of this, we're also able to find those gems that we then can celebrate, you know? So we had our alumni awards our alumni awardees celebrated this weekend. So throughout all of these engagement opportunities, we're able to see who really stands out. Who stands out? Who are the community leaders that maybe we want everybody else to know about? And so that's why it's so important for us to stay connected, because we want to know what our alumni are doing. We have a lot of them. We have tens of thousands of alumni out there. We don't get the opportunity to talk to and hear from all of them. So we use our other events as a way to get in touch with them. So we want people to tell us, who should we really be paying attention to? Who do we need to talk to? And we get new names every year. It's very, very exciting.
Awesome. Yeah, and I got to believe that also, you know, goes into that recruitment piece for the university. Yep. You know, just spreading the message, the good word of Fort Hays State.
That's right. So whether our alumni have students who are ready to come to Fort Hays or not, they might know, you know, they have friends in their community who have students who are ready to look at colleges, or maybe they have a young employee, you know, who is in high school, who is trying to figure out what their next steps are. We can help them. So whether it's building, you know, bringing those students to campus, whether it is connecting them with our admissions office or other organizations on campus, it's just, you don't really get to find anything like it. It's just the best way to do it. Talking to the alumni who have been there and helping them connect with those students.
Yeah. Yeah. Very cool. Well, let's talk about these alumni awards. They're going to open up December, I think, right?
Yeah. So we do have a formal nomination process, and we had six really great outstanding alumni that we got to celebrate this weekend. And the other reason I like homecoming is because it helps people kind of understand what these awards are for. And it helps brainstorm, who could I nominate? Who are the alumni that I want to see honored at homecoming next year? So we take names year round. I actually got several emails during the weekend from people who had said, you know, if this person isn't already in your pool, or if this person hasn't already been considered, they should be for next year. So we will accept names year round, but the formal nomination process will open in December, and it'll be about a 2-month period. So December and January. And then our committee sits down in February and really has to take a good amount of time to decide who we want to honor, because there are a lot of names, a lot of very deserving names that we go through. And so it takes some time for us to decide who will be our recipients for the next year. So whether they're community leaders, you know, this year we had an NFL football coach. That was that was a big deal for us. But, you know, any range of person and personality and accomplishments, that's what we want to celebrate. So we want to hear all of those names year round.
Yeah, love that. Love that. You know, and you're working with the career services as well, right? To kind of help, you know, in that messaging piece.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. And, you know, it's not just during homecoming, but homecoming is when we hear, you know, I need some ideas for internships. I need some students to come and work in my office. You know, we would love to help students find the connection to what they want to do in their future. And so we work with career services to get in touch with our alumni, to have our alumni come back for career fairs. You know, they'll come back and they'll talk to students directly. And we have worked with several people to kind of do something in between. Maybe they do a special event to help students, you know, find an internship or a job after college. So we work very closely with them.
Yeah. You know, I'm also curious about this. I heard you guys have started or are part of your own student organization, which I think is kind of an odd, like, I don't even know, like, box within a box kind of situation. But yeah, you want to share tell us about
that? Yes. Well, it is, because, you know, it's Tigers Forever started several years ago and took a little bit of a break. The focus is actually a joint focus between alumni and philanthropy. So the organization is a joint operation between the foundation and alumni association, like many things are becoming. And so we invite these students to connect with our alumni at our events. We bring them to events. We have them, you know, we have them volunteer at events, but volunteer in a way that helps them get to know people. So truly, they're guests at our events, because they sit down and they eat the food and they talk to the people that are there, which I think sometimes students have a difficult time finding on their own. And so we kind of provide that opportunity for these really outstanding students to meet with donors, learn about the importance of philanthropy, but also just get to know alumni so that they can kind of build those connections for the future.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. And, you know, we see so much with especially the big building projects, The collaboration between the university and prominent alumni, and then obviously the student body, because all those conversations need to be had, and especially when you're talking about something like the football training facility, because that is going to impact almost everybody.
That's right. Yeah. So we're, you know, all of the projects that we're working on, we talk about these all year, but we really have a chance to get in front of a lot of people during specific times of the year. So whether we're talking about that football training facility, like you mentioned, that's going to be in the south end zone of Lewis Field, this new shotgun team building that's going to provide a really great, not just sort of a gathering place for our award-winning, nationally recognized shotgun team, but sort of a, you know, more of a kind of, you know, it'll provide storage. It'll provide a place for them to meet. It'll provide a lot of different things for them to be even better. But then we're also very excited about the library renovation. And a lot of people know about that, but you would be amazed at how many people are so excited when we talk about it. And some of them have heard about it for the first time. But when we tell them it's a multi-year project, they say, oh my gosh, I can't wait for the next 4 or 6 years or however long we think that it's going to take to be sort of perfected. There's just a lot happening. And we tell them that, you know, look at what we've done in the last few years alone, but then look at all the cool things that we still have to do. There's absolutely a lot of it.
Yeah, very cool. Well, all right, Carolyn. We got to get over to news, weather, and sports, but any other last thoughts or anything else you want to hit on before we go?
Just a big thank you to everybody and anybody who helped us out this weekend. It was a very big, exciting weekend, and again, we look forward to doing more events. Social media, we're all over social media, and all of our information is on our website, fhsualumni.com.